Zoe, how are you?
Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Zoe, lovely to have you along this beautiful morning.
It's lovely to be here. Such a day.
I guess you are in this stage of the week. You are starting to assemble your tickets and your seats and your preparations to go traipsing through the many theatres and the many different types of performances that are on show in beautiful Auckland City.
Beautiful Auckland City. Got a good Friday night planned.
I bet you have.
Oh, this happens every week. Yeah.
So tonight at Basement Theatre is a play called A Lost Cause, 6:30 p.m. And a sort of overview of it is, after being inappropriately discharged from a mental health facility, six women navigate their lives and themselves as they adapt to their newfound freedom. Which sounds pretty cool. I think it's a cast of six women, directed by a lady called Amber Liberty, if I've pronounced that correctly. Writer Lauren Black, producer Elizabeth Turner. So it's a big sort of...
So local production? Is it a local story or...?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it
sounds... But relevant, nevertheless.
It's a local story for everywhere. But yeah, it sounds amazing. And then straight after that, also at the Basement Theatre, is Down to Clown No Homo, which is an amazing LGBTQI lineup hosted by... the amazing James Musterpick, who is one of my favourite comedians. He's also a Billy T nominee for 2019, which is so cool. And there are six performers. I think two more of them are Billy T nominees as well. So that's going to be so funny and so cool. And it's in the same spot. So you can go to a Lost Cause.
Pop out for a drink and a toilet and then back in.
Exactly. Yeah. Lost Cause is like 70 minutes long, so you'll have time to go and freshen up before Down to Clown.
Yeah, which I guess is a different vibe.
Different vibe, but, you know, sort of a relaxer after a show which might be quite intense and, yeah.
And that's just the Friday.
And that's just Friday.
What else you got? What else you got?
On Wednesday. So we're skipping
Wednesday's
over.
On the weekend. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wednesday is Medusa, which I believe a couple of people have already come in and spoken about. Julia from
the cast came in. The other day, and talked about that.
Confronting.
Sounds like a confronting performance. Sounds like it's going to be all along.
It sounds so cool. So they open, I think, on Wednesday, and it looks amazing.
And I was asking, how's it? Are you enjoying it? And she's like, yeah, I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure with it, what's going on, but it sort of
that's all
fits.
Process, and, oh, no,
that's pretty cool,
it?
Though. Hey, that's pretty cool. I like this. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
And where's that?
That's at Q Theatre.
Lovely.
Yeah.
The upstairs Q Theatre, isn't it?
Is
it?
I can't say that
more
with
intimate
any certainty.
One. It is, because I remember she's telling us about the soundscaping that they're doing in there. And I was thinking, that's going to be a great room for that. Great room for that. And that's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's pretty much a week of theatre.
No, there's plenty more to look at as well. Poke around and be entertained. Yeah, there's this whole thing this morning, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's about building a multi-billion dollar stadium in the on the waterfront, a sunken stadium. You see that? Tess saw that.
I did see that one.
Distasteful tone there, Tess.
Oh, no, not distasteful tone. I was just thinking, oh, yeah, I did see that one.
Like, I mean, for a start.
They had a picture of it.
Yeah, they had a picture of it. It's going to be really great. And they're going to think it's millions of dollars. And blah, blah, blah.
Wasn't it to replace Eden Park?
Yeah, and the deal was that they turned Eden Park and Bledisloe Wharf into housing.
And you said sunken theatre. What's it sinking
28
into?
Meters, at least 28 metres down into the reclaimed.
That sounds so cool.
That sounds cool, but it's also, imagine how messy that's going to be in the harbour, you know? That harbour doesn't need to get any messier.
Is the idea to create more housing?
Here's what I was thinking, anyway, and I put this to you because I think this is, live theatre is one of the things that makes this town great.
Yeah, makes
sense. I'm coming around here on this one. So, you know, we've got the Sky Tower. Wow, the Sky Tower's really cool. It is pretty futuristic, I suppose, and all that sort of stuff. And then we have to have a big sunken stadium. But you look at a town like Melbourne.
Yes.
When you go to did you see that? When you're at Melbourne, they don't have a thing. They don't have a thing, a draw card.
That's true.
Or a sort of a homemade icon. They just have cool stuff.
They don't have a sunken theatre.
So you think we don't need these
things? Well, I just wonder whether Auckland's... I wonder whether we just should be a little bit more confident in what we've got to offer than saying, well, I guess we could get people here if we had a conference centre or a sky tower or a sunken stadium.
Is that
so? I really like
that
Auckland.
The purpose of building it?
I'm just saying, but that's, you know, we tend to, there's all the big hoopla about that sort of stuff. But
well, do you know where that money could be better spent, perhaps?
Where?
Public transport.
Yes.
Very sensible suggestion on a Friday test.
Very sensible, as always.
Zoe, thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
See you again next week.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.